From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of May 20th, 2019. This week, that music opens an episode on water and other aspects of one of Virginia's natural treasures. Have a listen for about 20 more seconds. You've been listening to part of Big Run Thrives by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, from the 1997 album Here on This Ridge. The song refers to the Big Run watershed in Rockingham County within Shenandoah National Park. The album is Mr. Seaman's celebration of Shenandoah National Park, which comprises over 197,000 acres in 8 Virginia counties along the Blue Ridge. According to Dennis Simmons in a 1978 PhD dissertation, the conception and establishment of the park between 1924 and 1936 was a story of conservation, cooperation among many private interests and government officials, and controversy over displacement of people who had lived for generations on land to be included in the park. Today, the park's story includes tourism, scenery, history, geology, plants and animals, dark skies, air quality issues, climate change issues, and, not least, water. The park has about 90 perennial streams flowing from the Blue Ridge into the drainages of the James, Rappahannock, and Shenandoah rivers. The streams typically run down a steep elevation change, leading to riffles, pools, rapids, and waterfalls. The mountainous elevation and tree shading of many of the streams result in cold water temperatures, making them suitable for native brook trout. Other aquatic life in the park includes about 40 fish species, 24 amphibian species, aquatic and wetland plants, many stream-dwelling insects and other invertebrates, and water-related reptiles, birds, and mammals. Despite their protection within a national park, Shenandoah's waters have long been affected by air pollutants, particularly those that have led to acidification. Accordingly, air quality and water quality monitoring have been conducted since the 1970s, led now by the University of Virginia's Shenandoah Watershed Survey and Trout Stream Sensitivity Survey. High, fast-flowing, and ecologically important, Shenandoah National Park's waters attract anglers, scientists, musicians, and, if you're in that area, maybe you. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 20 more seconds of Big Run Thrives. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.